When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Giants down 23-0 to the Bucks at halftime yesterday. They had a total of 45 yards in the first two quarters. But even when they came out in the third and put together a nice drive, moved the football to screw that up too.
A shotgun snap direct to Tracy. Bucks are not fooled, and he's going to get tackled at the six. So the ball came out, and the Bucks say they have it, and they do. So they go wildcat with Tracy and Singletary, and Tracy has fumbled it again.
That's Bob Papa here.
And remember,
on the
he had the big fumble against the Panthers in Germany, and he was benched for the rest of the game. He did not get another carry after that.
A lot of people were ripping Daboll for going wildcat there after they had come all the way down the field, but it doesn't change the fact that the handoff was executed, or the snap was fine, and he got the ball stripped out.
Yeah.
If they handed it to him and he went left and he fumbled, what's the difference?
No, you're right. I mean, and this is, he kept saying he was down. I mean, he wasn't anywhere near being down when that ball came out.
Well, of course, he's hoping that he's down. You know, he doesn't want to make a mistake like that. I mean,
again,
I'm not gonna kill a kid. I mean, he's busting his ass.
I know he is, but this is now.
It's too, a problem. Well, right. Remember, it was Tiki Barber had a problem early on in his career. Fix it. Own it like Tiki did and fix it like Tiki did. That's what he has to do. He's got to learn how to do that.
Coughs it up at the Tampa Bay 5-yard line, and the Bucks, of course, went the other way, 95 yards in 12 plays to make it 30-0. It ends up 30-7 in MetLife's. The Giants are 2-9. They're 0-6 at home this season.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. What do we got?
Spencer in Miami. What's going on, Spencer?
Hey, good morning, fellas. CeeLo, I heard you're playing third base on BT's kids' Little League team for the Thanksgiving tournament this weekend.
Yeah, you know, Spencer, since we got rid of the softball around here, you know, I got to find some team to play on.
Yes.
So, yeah, I got to fit in with the 8, 9, and 10-year-olds.
You actually do look like BT's kid a little bit.
I'll be honest.
I mean, like BT's kid comes in here, man, that's like a little dose of testosterone right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a classic apple didn't fall far spot,
tree, yes.
Yes. Which is great. I mean, and I love seeing him, and BT's so proud of him, and the guy's got so much energy. He's just Colton. He's awesome.
He's a stud athlete already.
Yeah, already. I know. I had a catch with him, and he's already got more velocity.
Do you think, like, BT would be, like, the pain-in-the-ass parent, like, when he gets older and, you know, BT's not coaching him?
No, I don't think...
Take it up your ass!
I was going to say no, now I'm going to say yes. After hearing that, yes is the answer.
Oh, man. Oh, my God, yes, I can see that.
All right, CeeLo, what else?
The word soft was used to describe the Giants by multiple players, as we heard last hour, including Dexter Lawrence. A little bit more from him here with our guy, Bruce Beck.
Describe your level of frustration right now.
Probably a 10.
Do you think it can get better? And if it does get better, how does it get better?
I mean, I think it always can get better. It's a process. Right now, it's a long process that, you know, I'm here for it. I'm going to keep leading.
Yeah, long process. Let's check in with Brian Burns. He's new to all this season, at least with the Giants. Obviously played on some losing teams with the Panthers, but he's fed up as well.
What do you make out of coming off your bye week and being down 30-0 at home?
It's ass.
How do you guys...
Did you follow up on that? Did you make that known to guys? Like, did you say something afterwards?
I spoke with my mom.
You want to expound on that anymore?
Not really.
Not really?
Not really.
Yeah.
I love that.
Just to follow up on the that's ass answer.
Did you vocalize that?
Did you vocalize that you believe that the game was ass to your teammates? Or
oh, man.
Oh, it's amazing. It's not one sack.
Nothing.
No sacks, no interceptions.
Nothing.
I mean,
no, nothing.
I mean, defense went, I mean, their Bucks offense went right down the field to start the game.
Yep.
Mike Evans, there he is, throw it to him.
I mean, fresh off his hamstring injury.
What's amazing to me is that, like, you know, they got him involved early.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't know why, you know, again, I have to go back. I'll look at the tape again, but I'm just telling you, they just could not handle their blitz on offense. The Giants couldn't.
And that Bucky Irving had his career day. You know,
three backs rolling.
I mean, that guy looked like I mean, he was running 50 times faster than anybody on the Giants defense.
Yeah, and then there's Malik Nabers, frustrated, zero targets in the first half, and then magically gets the first three right out of the gate in the third quarter, but obviously too late at that point. Asked why he wasn't seeing the ball when the game wasn't a blowout.
I mean, they know. They come up to me, ask me what plays I want. That was that. I mean, I don't know.
How big is that gummy he's chewing?
Yeah.
He had multiple pieces.
He was
too.
Putting it in right as he was getting ready to meet the media and answer the questions. He had the sunglasses on. It was quite a scene.
Well, I'll tell you, he's going to be a handful. Again, here we go.
You know, it's funny because if you go back to that offseason Hard Knocks, you know, Brian Daboll says, how do you deal with things aren't going well?
Yeah.
You know, fast forward to here, leather jacket. Sunglasses, 50 pieces of gum going soft as F. Bruce Beck going, what's the most disappointing thing? Malik?
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yeah, we heard him say last hour, ask Dabes, not laying it at the feet of Tommy DeVito or his predecessor.
I mean, obviously it ain't the quarterback. Same homecoming we had DJ at quarterback. I mean, take a look. It ain't the quarterback.
So what do you think?
I don't know what it is. Everybody know better than me.
Oh, boy.
Better not say it's their offensive lineman. They'll kill you today.
I don't think that's what he was implying, but I could be wrong.
You think he's implying the coaches?
That's what it sounded like to me.
Oof. Here we go again. I mean, this is going to be a long 6 weeks, man. Thank God that they have a short week this week.
I guess. Yeah.
And get the hell out of town tomorrow.
Great. Thanksgiving in Arlington.
Or I guess they'll leave Wednesday.
Yeah, whatever. It's a weird week. Adding insult to injury, Baker Mayfield does the DeVito Italian hand separation after his first half rushing touchdown, and he had an interesting post-game exchange on that.
I guess it was the DeVito celebration. Is that
tribute? What? Tribute to Tommy. Yeah, he's a good dude. He's got swag.
Yeah, who came up with that?
Oh, I have no idea. I just see him do it.
No, but whose idea was it for you to do that? And when did you know you were going to do it?
Most of the times I don't know what I'm going to do, so there's spontaneous stuff.
That was just spontaneous? That was not planned? I mean, even your teammates got into it, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know, New York fans love Tommy here and give him something they like.
Are you Italian by any chance or no?
I haven't done a 23andMe, but I don't know.
She was not amused by the whole thing.
I mean, what was she trying to get at?
I don't know, and I would have assumed that this was a New York, like a local New York reporter, and what I can gather, I guess this was someone from Tampa. I don't know what.
Yeah, you know, maybe it was a combination of the Trump dance with the Tommy DeVito, like, not odd.
But she brought up the Italian thing. It's like, are you Italian by chance?
You Italian? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not.
Are you?
I'm not really sure.
You didn't plan that? What?
I mean...
That's exactly how I mean, felt. Jesus. So you didn't really? That wasn't premeditated? I mean, I don't understand. Was it a trivia? You said it was a trivia? Lady. Are you Italian? Shut up. Jesus Christ. That is brutal.
What the hell was wrong with you?
I mean, I think
just
I would.
Put his hands up in the air, for God's sakes.
I would be standing there in stunned disbelief.
You serious, lady? He handled it pretty well. Helps when you win the game 30-7.
Oh, he's a great personality, man. Yeah. Come on.